Hello to all the wise guys out there. Welcome to the Big Vinny and Lenny podcast. I'm Vinny.
And I'm Lenny. And today, I got something weighing heavy on my chest.
What's eating you, Lenny?
I'll tell you what's eating me. That crazy broad, Jada Pinkett Smith. Pinkett Smith. I don't know how to fucking say her name.
What the fuck she's done to you?
She ain't done nothing to me personally, but I got a message for her.
Go on.
Hey, Jada. Leave Will Smith alone.
I see where you're driving at. Yeah. Quit riding that poor guy. Nobody's keen on you.
I gotta admit, she was a looker in the Nutty Professor.
Yeah, but the best role was that hippo in that kids flick.
Oh, yeah. My favorite scene, though with her, of all the movies she's been in, was in Scream 2. I remember watching it last Halloween, and seeing her get stabbed was so fucking satisfying. I loved it. Anyway, Jada, leave that good man alone.
Everything I've learned about that family is one big circus.
Yep, they spill too many beans.
Like you be doing sometimes.
Fuck you, you stupid
Lenny.
Piece of fat fucking
Lenny,
shit.
I'm just fucking with you. You're too sensitive.
You're sensitive,
but
you pussy-ass bitch.
Anyways. But it's mostly Jada stirring the pot in this whole drama shit.
All she craves is a spotlight.
I'm tired of seeing her mug all over social media.
But it's a hoot how nobody's buying her lousy book.
Yeah, folks, if you're thinking about buying her book, do yourself a favor. Don't.
And she looks like a fucking foot now. Well, you should have slapped her instead
Lenny,
of Chris.
Hold on. Steven says we got someone on the line.
We can take calls while we're recording live?
Yeah, of course. You didn't pay attention in the meeting.
Fuck you. It must have slipped my mind.
Because you never pay any fucking attention.
Don't start with me, Vinny. It just slipped my fucking mind, all right?
Anyways, let's see who's calling. Oh, Steve says it's Amber Heard.
Amber Heard?
Yep. Another crazy stupid bitch.
Is this really Amber Heard?
Yes. And I just want to say that I don't appreciate you talking badly about my best friend.
Of course she's your best friend.
Yeah, you're another one. You gotta leave Johnny Depp alone.
I'm not here to talk about him. I'm here to talk about you talking badly about my friend Jada. She is a powerful, sophisticated woman who has written an amazing book. She is truly my hero.
Can you believe this bitch, Vinny?
Nope. All these toxic broads gotta stick together.
I'm not toxic.
That's a lot of bullshit. If your case with Johnny Depp wasn't televised, you would have gotten away with that fucking shit. You and your fucking lawyer just need to move the fuck on.
Yeah, everyone gotta see what a filthy liar you are.
Yeah, even Mermaid Man.
Aquaman.
What?
It's Aquaman, not Mermaid Man.
Oh, right. Even Aquaman didn't want anything to do with you.
You know what? Fuck you. You are both the ones that are toxic. I heard the shit you said when you guys were in the Out of Place podcast. The world should know what disgusting scumbags you truly are. Jody, my publicist, Jada, Lena Dunham, Nicki Minaj, Tyrese, Britney's entire family, Robin Thicke, Jussie Smollett, Ellen DeGeneres, Kanye West, Chris Brown, Gwyneth Paltrow, all of Taylor Swift fans, Madonna, Angelina Jolie, Justin Timberlake, and Alec Baldwin are all coming for you.
She hung up. No wonder so many men are going fucking nuts.
Fellas! We gotta stop blowing our tops when Dane's acting a little loopy like this bitch.
It's because it's these toxic broads like this stupid bitch. Most of them got a screw loose, Lenny.
You gotta remember, Vinny. They used to chat with dolls and try to feed them real grub. You remember that shit?
Ain't that the truth?
You know who else gets under my skin?
Who's that?
Fucking vegans.
Can't argue there. Ever notice they go out of the way to make their grub look like the real thing?
Yep. It meets so good, they gotta fake it. Just like the dames who swing the other way. Gotta have that fake meat, right?
You're onto something. Everyone and everything's gone bonkers. Just like the fucking debate.
Oh, don't get me started on the debate.
You didn't like it?
Fuck no. And I gotta say, I think I'm done.
Done with what?
Done with all this leftist bullshit.
You're crossing over to the red side.
No fucking way. The right could go jump in the lake too. I can't believe I casted my lot with that old fucker.
Told you a million times, Joe was no good.
And that orange fucker wasn't any better. I'd rather jab a nice pig through my boys than vote for that stupid motherfucker.
So you're not gonna vote?
Here's what I gotta say about that shit. When that COVID shit hit,
that's no, when, no, when no, I... No, Lenny.
Right. When the big sick hit, right? I learned that it don't matter who's in the White House or in the governor's mansion. The fat cats run the show.
Yep, they push in their own agendas to keep their yachts and private planes.
Sick of it all. Sick of taxes and the whole shebang. Sick of being broke, Vinny. I'm fucking sick of
it. Yeah, we get taxed to death. Taxed when we spend, taxed when we save, when we die, when we invest, when we even fucking drive.
And those roads are still falling apart.
Yup, they tax us for so many fucking things. I can't keep track.
And you know where it all goes to? It doesn't go to the things that need it, that it's meant for. It goes in their fucking pockets. That's where it goes, in their fucking pockets.
Yup, and there's nothing we could do but gripe.
So what I'm gonna do, I'm not gonna fucking vote. I'm not gonna worry about this shit. I'm gonna look out for number one. Focus on what makes me happy. To hell with the politics. To hell with the government.
And to hell with all the corporate fat cats. And to hell with your barber.
Yeah, wait. What the fuck you mean, my barber?
Yeah, he botched your fade. You didn't see it?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, you got a bald spot like a fucking bug.
Fuck you.
We'll take a gander in the mirror.
I ain't looking at shit.
Fine.
Fuck you.
Walk around looking like shit.
Vinny, if I look in the fucking mirror and I don't see anything, you better sleep with one eye open, Vinny. You better sleep with one eye open.
Go look, you stupid fuck.
Let me go look.
All right, folks. That's all the time we got today. Remember, if you're tangled up with a dame who's as nutty as a fruitcake, think Amber Heard levels are crazy. Take my advice, keep your cool, and maybe invest in some good earplugs. And hey, if you want to know more about a little show here, just click the link in the description. It's got all the goods. Until next time, stay sharp, stay skeptical, and watch out for the crazy broad. This is Big Vinny, signing off.
For lending an ear to the Big Vinny and Lenny podcast, make sure you're hitched to our wagon for more wild debates and straight shooting. This is a show of ours is brought to you by the APNM Group, a proud subsidiary of Voucher Productions, LLC. Our goal, to spin yarns that informs, amuse, and add a dash of the extraordinary to your daily grind. We're in the business of listening, see? Your words, your thoughts, they're the bee's knees to us. Got a question, a comment, or maybe a bright idea? Don't be a stranger. Toss a line in our comment section or give us a buzz in the old social media. Your gab helps us tailor our tales and uncover the stories you dames and fellas want to hear. Did our little broadcast strike a chord? Then be a pal and leave us a review on your favorite listening post. Spread the word, share the love. You help us reach more ears and we keep the stories coming. Curious about the voices behind the mics or the big wigs at Alger Productions? Click the link in the episode's description. Every click, every listen, it helps this little operation of ours grow into something grand. We're tipping our hats to you, dear listeners, for lending us your ears. Until our paths cross again, keep your dials tuned and your spirits high. This is APNM Group, a piece of a larger puzzle, proudly part of the Alger Productions LLC. Signing off.